Good morning. 10:35 a.m. on April the 4th. 404, day not found. I saw that come across this morning on Google Plus. I thought that was cute. 18 minutes, 19 seconds. Oh my God. Well, there's a good reason for it. It was a slow start. I stopped and took pictures, extra pictures this morning, and then sent them. So it took extra time. And quite frankly, I have not been pushing very hard this morning. It's just sort of been a meander. It's not as cold as it has been. It's like 44, 45, maybe 46. It's a little bit of a breeze now. It wasn't when I came out. Could be just the way the wind is blowing. I was sheltered from it before. And it is still pretty much overcast, though. There's a little bit of blue sky off to the northwest, but very little elsewhere. So yeah, yesterday I wrote some more. South Coast, Cape Grace. I have no idea where the story is going. I have to tell you, I have no idea where this story is going. Jimmy Pirano's been called back by the old man to go to headquarters, and his sister has shown up on St. Cloud. She understands that she's there to put in some new floating cities, some new floating processing plants. But wasn't entirely prepared for the fact that Jimmy was going to be recalled. That Jimmy wasn't going to be there. That she was now going to be the Pirano of Pirano Fisheries on St. Cloud. So there's a bit of excitement, and Otto is trying to get a waiver to permit his daughter to stay on the planet, because she's a shaman, even though she's a girl. And unfortunately, the people in charge, one of whom is not coincidentally, I don't know yet, Jimmy Pirano's sister. But the contract lawyers are going to be quite adamant that this is going to be, if tried in court, it's going to take forever. And in the meantime, the rule is, once she reaches majority, she has to leave the planet. Now, the ombudsman came up with an idea that it must have been mine, but it didn't occur to me until he was sitting across the table from Otto that I had a prop problem. I had a plot problem in that set. Normally, majority is 18, and yet she needs to stay on the planet for a few more years to grow up and get married and to have 2 or 3 years of married abuse before she runs away, and all of the angst and aggravation that comes from that forces Otto to change his mind, to give up his belief that she needs to stay on planet in order to be protected, in order to have and use her gift. And the reality he comes to is hard won, but nevertheless, he has to accept that he's not only lost her mother, but he's going to lose her as well. So there's lots of grist here. There's lots of conflict swirling around. Otto wants to keep his daughter with him. The company wants to make room for the new leadership in the person of Jimmy Pirano, and his sister, who is his older sister, is a bit peeved because she wanted to be the new head of Pirano, and is she's quite a lot miffed at being passed over. And she recognizes that she's being passed over, even if Jimmy doesn't yet. So, yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. My daughter came and got me yesterday afternoon and said, okay, it's time to walk. Time to walk. It's time to work. You got to get writing. Come on. Get your netbook. Come up here where I can watch you. And of course, it's where I have to watch her write so that we know she's doing her homework. And it works out. It works out great. The only downside was yesterday I waited just a little bit too long to close my laptop down. I was working untethered and battery went out. It didn't give me a warning. It just said, oh, done. Bye. Shut off. So I was a bit peeved. It's on autosave. I have at most lost a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph or two, but nothing serious. I'll be able to get it as soon as I fire up the machine again. Today I will be working with a net. I'll be plugging in the machine before I start, just because burned once, twice shy. So here we go. So day not found. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. What am I doing walking around 10 o'clock in the morning? I should have been up earlier. There was actually a sunrise this morning. I saw it about 6:35. Sun coming up behind the wall of clouds. There was just a little sliver of it showing between the horizon and the cloud line. And it was quite lovely, but I was only barely awake. And didn't feel like trying to find my clothes and shoes and go out to play on the sidewalk. To be honest, I still didn't feel like it at 10 o'clock, but I recognized that I needed to get out and do this because otherwise nothing will happen today. And I'm going to have to mow the lawn. Looking at it this morning, it's like, oh my Lord, we will have to get out the mower. And I'm going to knock down the deck level so that it's give it a good close shave. I don't want to mow the back yet. I should, but they overseeded it last week. And I don't really want to run the lawnmower around and stir up the seeds. I'd really like to give it another week if I could. Gives the seeds a chance to put down some roots. Those that are gonna. Did start cleaning out my bed so that I'll have a place to put my tomato plants. I'll take a picture of them when I get ready. When I get them planted, my little tomato seedlings and my little pepper plants. Must be nesting season. There's a dove flying with a piece of nesting material. Would make a certain amount of sense. 'Tis the season, as they say. So I've been reading about stock swindles the last couple days. Yesterday, and a big con called The Rag, which is done in a big store, and quite frequently the store is outfitted with both stock marker boards and race card boards, so that depending on which scam they're going to run that afternoon, they'll swap out accoutrement, but the scams are basically identical. The only question is whether or not they're going to use the payoff or the wire, which is a delay tactic, or the rag for stock manipulation. It's interesting to read some of the psychology that this guy, Moore, has put into the study of the con. Monkpo. And even people who have been conned will go back to the con and turn them on to their friends so that the friends can be conned as well. Which strikes me as kind of an odd thing to do for or to a friend. But it's apparently well documented. So yeah, it's interesting. Interesting grist for the mill. Particularly the wire that relies on delayed communications. This delayed communications idea, which is something that has been built into the Golden Age. It's built into the trip, into the traders' tales, because the Confederated Planets Joint Committees on Communication hold all of the power, at least as far as Ishmael knows. It's a subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Trade, I believe. I'd have to go back and look to see who the license for third mate was Ishmael had to apply to. I forget now. It's the end of Fulcher, where he's going off to school, and Von Nichols tells him that now that he's rated first class, spec one in communications and systems, he's got everything he needs in order to pass the exam. All he has to do is go take the exam. I would have rather had it be the case that the parallel here with Coast Guard would have held. But getting my first class radioman badge, my radioman ranking, which is I think a G6, would not have given me what I needed in order to get a commercial rated radio license, which is kind of a pain in the butt. None of the skills that the military taught, at least in my day back in the 70s, none of the skills were transferable into civilian life. And I'm pretty sure that they did that on purpose. I'm pretty sure that they did it in a way that would mean that you could do it for the government, but you couldn't do it as a civilian. That you could do this thing, whatever it was, if you were in the military and associated with the military. But you were prohibited from doing it without commercial license. And the commercial licensure was generally sufficiently different from the military pay grade that you couldn't take the skills and translate them directly without a great deal of work and effort. Something that I discovered to my chagrin. That's just as well. The internet came along and my typing held up much better than my radio skills. My Morse code was never that strong. 30, 40 words a minute, sure, but compared to typing, no, not even close. Not even close. So, I was much better positioned to take advantage of the internet because of my ability to type and my interest in network communications. The commercial teletypes of the day were a joke. They were laughable. It was compared to the military gear that I was used to using, the commercial ones were pathetic. Unlike the radio gear. The shortwave radio gear was considerably better than the military grade that I was used to. In fact, I think my last upgrade we took the Active. It's a medium endurance cutter that used to be stationed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We took it down to Baltimore for refitting. I'm pretty sure it was Baltimore Yards. Came down to Baltimore for refitting. Where I was lucky enough to have been court-martialed for several activities that my first class petty officer encouraged me to participate in. But it was one of those weird things. And we replaced all of the military grade shortwave gear with Collins radios because they were they were that much better. And while they weren't mil-spec, they weren't shock, they were shock-mounted, but they weren't, they hadn't been tested. They didn't have the ANSI standard, whatever it was, that was military grade. But their specifications were so much better that the Coast Guard adopted a policy of redundancy and let us mount, I want to say 6 or 8 of them, into the racks for what it would have cost us for 3 military grade units. And I think we even had a spare tucked away in a closet. But it was so much easier to use the Collins radios, not to use the old, whatever the gray mounts were, and I can't remember what they were now. That's probably a picture I should take of the catchment basin. I've talked about the catchment basin. There is a new catchment basin here at the head of the park where the ditches drain to, that's different from the big one. This one just dries out periodically. It's a temporary holding pen. But there is a permanent catchment basin that always has water in it and has an overflow that guarantees a certain level of water, assuming it doesn't evaporate, but will overflow into the next pond down the stream if it gets too much water in it. And that's the one that is in the bonus photo on Google Plus this morning. It's down at the end of the sidewalk on the far side of the park, behind the line of trees that is usually on the right-hand side of the photos that I take. So yeah, there it is. Whew. Yeah, I didn't need my parka today. It's when I get out of the wind, it warms up real well. Wind is a little bit brisk, but I got the coat unzipped. I got the hood down. I'm just barely crawling here. Yeah, there's that. Second tree has been staked up nicely, and it's got the soil mounded around the roots. It's very nice looking trees. Should be quite lovely in a few weeks once they get set down. The city does do a good job with trees. We have so few trees here that excuse me, they do a good job making sure the parklands have at least a few. I think those are crab apples.
0 miles in 36 minutes 9 seconds. Lap pace 17 minutes 50 seconds per mile.
17:50 on the second half, so another 18 minute mile. Yeah, I'm not moving very fast today. It's okay. Sub 19. It's all I need. I get my exercise. Get the stress shaken out a little bit. And I'm going to get a little extra exercise here in a few minutes when I go break the lawnmower out and started up for the first time this year. Half the lawn is really green, the other half is still looking pretty yellow. Oh well, we'll do what we do. But at the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.